We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Okay, so today, we're diving into some, you know, pretty serious accusations, right? And it's against Sean Diddy Combs. You've probably heard the name, I mean, rapper, producer, mogul, right? But these accusations really go, like, way beyond, you know, your typical celebrity news cycle. We're talking about a recent lawsuit with some honestly really shocking claims. And so our goal here is really just to break it down, you know, for you, our listeners, help you guys understand the legal side of all of this. And, you know, most importantly, just look at the information objectively. We're not here to sensationalize anything, just analyze, right? So to jump right in, what exactly are we even dealing with here?
Well, at the heart of it, we're looking at accusations of drugging, rape, and assault. The lawsuit, which was filed by attorney Ariel Mitchell Kidd, alleges that Diddy, along with his bodyguard and another individual, were involved.
Wow. And it's not even just like the nature of the accusations, right? I mean, this lawsuit is massive. It's huge. 19 causes of action. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's definitely unusual. So just to clarify, each cause of action, that phrase, it basically means a separate legal claim. So having 19 causes of action suggests this is a very complex case. And it includes some very serious accusations, including sex trafficking and even charges under the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO, as it's more commonly known.
RICO charges. Wow. I always thought those were usually reserved for, like, you know, organized crime.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. So to see RICO being applied in this case, it suggests that the attorney believes there's a pattern of criminal activity here, potentially going, you know, way beyond just this one single incident. But it's important, very important to stress that at this point, this is all alleged. Right?
Yeah.
Diddy is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Right. Of course. Absolutely. But even with that said, with that in mind, some of the details in this lawsuit are incredibly disturbing. For example, there's a claim about Diddy using, get this, drug-laced oil during the alleged assault. I mean, that's a chilling detail, to say the least. What are your thoughts on how something like that could have been used in this situation?
Well, you know, if true, this detail, what you just described, it's particularly significant because it introduces the possibility of a substance, right? Some kind of substance being used to incapacitate the victim, which could be absolutely crucial in proving a lack of consent. The lawsuit alleges that Diddy threatened the victim with a knife and then forced her in a dress and then doused her with this oil. And get this, she initially thought it was acid, which, I mean, just imagine that, just the level of fear and intimidation.
You mentioned lack of consent. How might that play into the legal strategy here?
Consent is absolutely critical in cases like this. The prosecution will likely argue that the alleged victim, in this case, was unable to consent due to fear or because of being incapacitated. Mm. The defense, on the other hand, they might claim that the encounter was consensual. This is really where evidence, or lack of evidence, I should say, will be, you know, make or break the case.
And the attorney is claiming that this wasn't, you know, a one-time thing. According to the lawsuit, after being doused with the oil, the alleged victim was assaulted multiple times by Diddy, then the friend, then Diddy again, all while being squirted with more of this oil. And then eventually, even the bodyguard allegedly participates.
Yeah, that's a very disturbing account. And if proven true, it could definitely be used by the prosecution to establish a pattern of behavior. And it could potentially refute those claims of consensual acts.
And And this is where it gets even more complicated and honestly even more unsettling. The alleged victim suspects that the oil, she suspects that it wasn't just oil. She thinks it was laced with something. What's the attorney's theory about that? What does she think it could have been?
The attorney, she speculates that it might have been GHB. It's often called a date rape drug.
Yeah, I think most people have heard that term before, but what exactly is GHB?
So GHB, it stands for gamma hydroxybutyrate, and it's a central nervous system depressant. It's colorless, odorless, and it can be mixed with liquids, which, as you can imagine, makes it incredibly difficult to detect. It can cause drowsiness, confusion, memory loss. And this is exactly why it's so often associated with sexual assault cases.
And that lines up with what the alleged victim is describing, right? How she was feeling.
Yeah, it does. According to the lawsuit, she felt her body becoming increasingly limp, and she suspected that the water she had to drink, she thinks it was spiked. However, and this is very important, we have to emphasize that this is an allegation. It's not a confirmed fact, at least not yet. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, we don't have toxicology reports at this point. And even if traces of GHB were found, it doesn't automatically prove intent or that it was even administered by any particular party.
Right. That makes sense. I guess it's all still part of the investigation. This case really is like an onion, so many layers. And speaking of layers, there's another aspect to the story that adds, well, I don't know, even more fuel to the fire, so to speak. So this alleged assault, as it's been described, it's deeply disturbing. But then the story, it takes an even more complicated turn with this introduction of, get this, explicit tape.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that adds a whole other dimension to this case. It kind of suggests, at least to me, a potential pattern of behavior. And it could definitely have a serious impact on how the public views Diddy. And that's regardless of what the outcome of the legal proceedings even is.
So we're not just talking about this one night and these horrific accusations, but potentially like a history of behavior being brought to light.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what the attorney is like implying here. Mitchell Kidd, she claims that she was, get this, she was approached to broker deals for these alleged tapes. And she's saying that the tapes involve Diddy and not only him, but other celebrities too. So this obviously raises some serious legal questions, right? About the distribution of explicit material without consent, potential invasion of privacy even. Mm-hmm. And depending on how these tapes were obtained and then how they were, being shopped around, you could even be talking about potential extortion charges.
It's a lot to unpack, honestly. And it kind of feels like a completely different legal battle almost, even if it did, stem from the same alleged incident.
Oh, absolutely. It's a tangled web for sure. And it'll be very interesting to see how it all unfolds. You've got this intersection of celebrity and power dynamics and these really serious allegations. It's always complex. I mean, we've seen cases like this in the past, even recently, where allegations against these high profile individuals, they kind of spark these broader conversations, about power imbalances and abuse within certain industries. This case, I think it definitely has the potential to follow that same trajectory, especially given, you've got, the multiple alleged parties involved, and then you've got this suggestion of this pattern of behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does make you think about those power dynamics you were talking about and how they might, influence what happens next.
Absolutely. This case, whether he's found guilty or not, it really raises these important questions, right?
Yeah.
About power and consent and the misuse of substances like GHB, potentially. I mean, these are issues that go way beyond just this one case. It's impacting, countless individuals across society as a whole.
It's a really stark reminder that things aren't always what they seem, especially in the often glamorized world of celebrity. So for now, it feels like we're left with more questions than answers. Like, what happens next in this case? Will more alleged victims come forward?
Yeah, it's tough to say for sure, but given how serious the allegations are and all the media attention that this case is already getting, yeah, it's definitely possible that more people might feel empowered, to come forward and share their own experiences. Yeah. We've seen it happen before with other high profile cases where the initial allegations kind of act as this catalyst for other people to come forward as well.
Wow, that's a heavy thought, but an important one. And I think it really speaks to this bigger conversation we need to be having about accountability, especially when it comes to, to individuals who are in positions of power and influence. It's a lot to take in, honestly. This whole case, it brings to light some really important conversations, you know, about accountability and power dynamics and the importance of consent. Obviously, we're talking about like really serious accusations here and potential legal ramifications. And that's, you know, that's for everyone involved.
Yeah. And it's important to remember, right, that these conversations, they go way beyond the world of celebrity. These are societal issues, you know, issues that impact, I mean, countless individuals. So regardless of what the outcome of this specific case is, it serves as this stark reminder, I think, a reminder of how important it is to believe survivors.
Yeah.
And to, you know, to foster safe environments for survivors to, you know, to feel comfortable coming forward and to just, you know, to advocate for justice and accountability across the board.
You're absolutely right. This isn't just some, you know, celebrity scandal or something. It's a reflection of much larger issues that really need our attention. And it just raises so many questions, you know, not just about this case specifically, but about how we as a society address these systemic problems. You know what I mean? It really makes you think.
It does. It really does. And it kind of makes you wonder, like, what else is going to come to light?
Yeah.
You know, not just in this case, but in others like it.
That's the big question, isn't it? And as the story continues to, you know, to unfold, well, we're going to be here, you know, breaking it all down for you every step of the way. We'll keep digging and analyzing and asking those tough questions. But for now, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this whole developing situation? Head over to our social media, you know, let us know, share your perspectives. We really want to know. This is a conversation that needs to continue, and we really appreciate you diving deep with us today.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.